Alright, so this is the Meme Review Podcast, and we are joined by
Mr. Jason Moore.
I'm Dr. AJ Gwynn.
And today we are going to be looking at an assortment of memes. Our first one is a pig looking at anime. What do you guys think?
I'm amazed at how much that resembles Dr. Moore.
That anime looks pretty set.
What's that?
The anime. It looks sad.
Maybe she just came from my office.
All right. So we got our ratings of sad and looks like Dr. Gwynn.
Well, I think you got that switched around.
And so what do you guys think about this? It is Avengers Ensemble starring Cup, Shore, Aaron Mann, and Hilk.
Looks like a cheap Comic-Con.
Avengers. Are those Holt students? I think I saw some of them during the Holt parade. Homecoming parade.
I don't see any clowns on this photo.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about this? What would you rate it?
I'd give it a 0.5.
I'd give it a 12.
And I'll give it a blip.
A blip. I like it.
And now we've got our next one.
There we go. Let's do this one. All right.
Next one is wireless seatbelts.
Finally, a worthy opponent. Wireless seatbelts.
And the Bluetooth hose.
I mean, do they even give you a chance not to use them?
I think technology is impressive. I like it.
There you go. They come in Jeeps?
I mean, if they don't have doors, they might as well have some more technology like wireless seatbelts.
I like it.
What? Here we've got a blurred image of a cat.
Is that a cat or a dog? That makes all the difference.
I think that's a blurred image of a cat.
Okay.
I'm going with a dog rating.
I'll give it 3 bow wows.
And I'm going to give it a meow out of 2.
Okay.
So we got girls when they drop a dollar. Hey, you drop this. And boys when they drop a dollar. Bro mine.
Mm-hmm. As in, hey, bro, that's mine. See what I...
Wow, you put it together.
I put it together.
Yeah, it didn't take long at all for that.
How long is this show? I'll give this a 35 out of 35.
I'm not a fan of the bro. I'm going to go -6.
Ooh. I'm going to go for... I'm going to give it a solid 6.
Do you know how to derive the atomic weight of bromine given the...
Nerd alert.
By using science.
No? Okay, good. Nerd alert.
So we've got... One of the new meme templates coming up is when something is discovered and a reaction image of people before. Here we've got oxygen discovered 1772 with people before 1772. That one image where SpongeBob can't breathe because he doesn't have a helmet on.
So I think that's right about Dr. Gwynn's birthday.
Yeah. I remember those days before oxygen was discovered.
How did people breathe back then?
They had helmets.
Ah, that's how they breathe. Helmets. So here we've got another one of the more popular memes is the Joker stares, but mixed with another popular meme, Joe Swanson and Call Me Carson crying with the image of Joe Swanson being kids with two dads and orphans, while Carson is Yo Mama jokes.
This one's a little above my pay grade here. Saw the movie, liked the movie. The meme, not so much. I'll go a half fist pump.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the mama jokes. Let's go with 3 fist pumps.
All right, I'm going to give it a 10 because it's got some high-quality culture to it of orphans and kids with two dads being the one thing that yo mama jokes are scared of.
They don't look scared.
So we've got another one here, which is the image from The Office of Steve Carell with his boss, very awkwardly doing a handshake.
With a mullet.
Exactly.
A young Steve Carell.
Young Steve Carell.
I do believe that's Dr. Adams' picture in there. The same haircut. I know I saw him with that haircut.
Yep. And that tie.
All right, so the image is captioned, his boss, my mom rewarding me for a clean room, and Steve Carell as Michael Scott, is me shoving everything under my bed.
I'm going to go with a 3 Dr. Adams rating.
I'll go with a 5 Dr. Adams smile.
And I'm going to go with a 1 blue fanny pack. All right, so we've got a me tries to make a CSGO meme. The entirety of Reddit. How can you read this? There's no Minecraft.
You play Minecraft, don't you, Dr. Moore?
I do not, but my children do, 8 and 7-year-old. They love Minecraft, so I'll give this a 3 Minecraft rating.
I'll give this a 5 notches out of Gabe Newell.
I'll give this one large, confused shrug. What's a CSGO?
It's a game.
Really? Okay. Yeah. That's good to know. And
Dr. Gwynn, gameplay, CSGO.
CSGO?
Yeah, nobody. People in the Wild West with Danny DeVito saying, so anyway, I started blasting.
Love Danny DeVito. Gotta give this a 20-star rating.
Absolutely. He was great in the original Taxi.
That's a little before my time, but I believe you.
You should look at Netflix. I think they're carrying it.
Huh? Nice.
So I gotta give this, I don't even know how much to give it. You just gotta give it to Danny DeVito.
Yeah, 2 Danny DeVitos.
Out of 10. It's a very high rating.
You know who he's married to? Rhea Perlman. That's right.
There we go.
From Cheers fame.
Let's see if we can get a cutout in Dr. Gwynn's office of Mr. DeVito.
Oh, okay. Or Rhea Perlman. I'll take either one.
Well, she was the one in White Men Can't Jump.
Right? You know, I've been told I'm starting to resemble him. Every year here at Holt, I get a little closer to Danny DeVito. Might be the glasses.
Might be. All right, so we got this other one of texting of I'm sad. Why? My cat. Oh no, he passed away. With an image that says, looks like he couldn't handle the Neutron style.
Dr. Schleter joining us now. Little Jimmy Neutron.
Sorry for the late arrival there.
So why'd the cat pass away?
The Neutron style.
He couldn't handle the Neutron style.
I'm in favor of any meme where a cat passes away.
Wow, that's kind of harsh.
That is kind of harsh.
That is harsh.
He did also give a dog rating earlier.
What was that Pointer Sister song? Was it with the Neutron Dance? Is that one for you, Dr. Moore?
Everyone do the Neutron?
The Neutron Dance?
Not a big fan of cats, though.
No.
No.
Controversy. Should we post pictures of cats in Schleter's office?
Probably not a good idea.
Probably not. So we've got a chart of usage over time for the word A. Between 1550 and the 1600s, you got a large spikage until the 1900s.
What's that first spike? What year was that? No, to the left.
I think that's between the year 1550 to 1600s.
1580, we got a big spike here.
Canada was founded in 1580?
Eh?
Perhaps. All right, so what do you guys rate this?
It's good hockey, eh?
Looks very polite.
I rate it hockey out of Canada.
I give it 5 A's.
I'm sorry, I missed the rating scale. What is the rating scale?
It's a mystery.
It's okay. Made up and the points don't matter.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love it.
All right, so we've got an image. Dad, don't shout. It's just a game. Also, my dad during football games, unrelenting force.
I thoroughly enjoy the dads yelling at football games. It amuses me.
I give this 3 crying referees.
Coming from an official, I wouldn't be surprised here.
Yep.
I'll give this a broken TV over a Wii remote.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Not sure I really even got that one, honestly.
So we got me, does thing, person, oh, you're doing that. Me, with an image of Goofy, chuckles, hot diggity-doo, you're right.
It's always good to do that. Not this, but do that.
That thing.
Whatever that thing is.
That he's doing.
That thing you do.
And anytime you add Goofy in there, that always makes it fun.
I'd give it 2 hot diggities.
I give it 5 that's.
Very epic. Throw a hot diggity dog in there.
This is very epic.
All right, so we've got another one that says wants versus needs. I want vegetables, candy, bike, water, air, clothes, and a tablet. What we all really need is a hippopotamus.
Who doesn't need a hippopotamus? Everybody does.
Another song back from Dr. Gwynn's mid-20s. I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was just singing that.
Was that college? Was that when that was released?
Yeah, I think so.
Want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Was this before or after you discovered oxygen?
Yeah, this was slightly after.
Just a couple days.
Yep.
It's close. Two or three.
One might have had something to do with the next.
I'll rate this one Christmas song out of two.
I give it two hippopotami. Hippopotami?
I'd give it three hippopotamises.
Mises?
Is hippopotami, is that singular for hippopotamus?
No, I think it's plural.
Okay.
Good thing we don't have any English teachers right here.
Yeah, good thing.
Let's figure out another. A painting of a cat. It says, when mother has finished cooking my hot pocket.
But the cat is smiling. See, if it wasn't a cat, I'd be a little more into this one, but it's a cat, so I'm not really into it a whole lot. But that is the face of someone looking to devour Hot Pocket. Who doesn't love a Hot Pocket?
Until they bite into it and burn their tongue off.
I mean, does the cat die in this beam? Is there a...
The hate for cats is real over there. I mean,
the cat looks too happy. I give it a zero.
Three Hot Pockets.
Three Hot Pockets. That's okay.
It's a lot of love for the Hot Pockets. More love for the Hot Pockets than the love for the cat, I think, in this one.
Okay. I think we got
more about the Hot Pocket.
Now, if only they made Hot Pockets out of cats, I could get on board with that.
Mm. Dr. Gwynn's taking this down a path we don't want to go.
All right, so we got another meme. Have you seen that potato peeler thingy? The sun says she left you 2 days ago.
Oh, that one's kind of harsh.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
The pain still stings. Still stings. That's too soon. Too soon, son.
Yeah. Family broken up jokes. I don't know if I go for that meme quite yet.
Karen's always got to do it to him.
That was a little rough.
All right, so we got it. Patrick saying, name six memes like the Lisa Simpson meme. So we got Rick and Morty, the whiteboard. The one from Stranger Things, Steven Universe, Kirby, a dog, and the Spider-Man in front of a projector.
Yeah, these are lost on me.
You know who Lisa Simpson is, right?
I'm aware of Lisa Simpson, but the other...
After that, it's all downhill.
After that, I'm struggling.
Okay.
Bart's good. Little sister, I mean...
I know the one from Stranger Things, but that one's kind of censored out for some reason.
I haven't seen that yet.
Ooh. Okay, I give this two confused shrugs. Eh?
Even with a couple of A's in there? Eh? Eh?
Eh?
Don't know, eh?
A.
Okay, the final meme of the day, right?
Final meme. All right, so we got the final meme of the new AirPod Pro. It kind of looked like a pea shooter from Pokemon.
That's a Pokemon?
That's actually accurate.
That does look... Is that really a Pokemon? That pea shooter guy down the bottom? I don't follow Pokemon, so is that really a Pokemon?
I don't follow it either.
Next meme.
I thought was that the last one, or is it
I
really
think
another one?
That was the last one. I think that's all for today. Is there anything else you guys want to say?
I'm sorry I was late to the meme review, but it was.
At least you showed up, unlike Dr. Shellmeyer and Dr. Adams.
I will abstain.
You will abstain.
But thank you for inviting me. But I wish I had seen more of them.
No, you don't. No, you don't. I hear Dr. Moore's going to do this every week.
I look forward to the next podcast, whatever the topic is, but I look forward to it.
All right.
Because I'll try and be here for more of it.
Sounds good. See you.
All right, guys. So that was Holt's first meme review podcast episode. We hope you enjoyed. And if you'd like to see more, let us know what you'd like to see in the comments down below. And we'll see you in the next one.